Shared services is a strategy the White House has been urging agencies to save money and boost operational efficiency. Some multi-component agencies find the model of intra-agency shared services compelling, that's opposed to inter-agency. Tom Muir is Director of Support Services at Veterans Affairs. Mark Glorioso is Director of NASA's Shared Services Center. I asked them how it works, and Muir explains how shared services support VA's mission.
Here we are, you know, on Veterans Day, honoring our nation's veterans for their service to their country. And VA is currently undertaking the largest transformation in our history of our organization to become a more veteran-centric organization. You know, a lot of media, a lot of speculation, a lot of congressional testimony about the things we need to do to fix VA to become more veteran-centric. And we're calling that transformation MyVA. It's about veterans and employees being proud of the organization, about their VA, the VA that they know, that takes care of them and serves their needs and cares for them and their families. And so MyVA is about that journey to become a more veteran-centric organization. And as part of that, we've got kind of five major initiatives as part of the MyVA effort. The first is improving the veteran experience so that veterans can determine how, when, where, and what they are serviced for so we can take care of their needs. The second is that there's no organization in private or public sector that's the best in customer service that's not one of the best places to work. So it's improving the employee experience as well, giving them the tools they need to do the job to serve our nation's veterans. The third is support services. That's the initiative that I lead, and that's about driving a transformation to ensure better customer service, quality, and cost of services provided to the facility directors, those that serve our veterans at the point of service. And our fourth initiative is continuous performance improvement, and our fifth one is strategic partnerships, a bunch of which were announced today on Veterans Day.
Okay, and part of that services idea is shared services to reduce costs so that there's more money freed up for innovation. Is that
a good way to put it? Absolutely. Shared services allows you to innovate faster, allows you to deliver consistent customer service, or veteran service, as we like to say, activities across all of our facilities. You know, we've got 151 medical centers, 800 clinics, 300 vet centers. We need that consistent veteran experience. In order to deliver that, we've got to deliver consistent support services to those facility directors that are taking care of our nation's veterans every day.
All right, we'll get into some more detail about that, but I want to ask Mark Glorioso to give us the kind of background for what's happening at NASA in terms of shared services. Mark?
Thank you. One of the big things we're doing right now, we call the business services assessment, where NASA is undergoing a real deep look at how we do all of our business services. We just finished several months ago looking at our IT source and how we do IT provisioning. We're finishing up procurement, and we've taken a deep dive look at HR. Most of you may know that NASA already does a fair amount of our procurement, financial services, human resources, and some IT at the Shared Services Center already. And NASA has recently undergone a big transition to try to look more for things we can consolidate, centralize, as you know, get the higher quality service. If everybody does their own travel vouchers, for instance, then each person does 10 travel vouchers a year, and the quality goes down because they're not real good at it. So we do all the travel vouchers for the agency, and our quality metrics go up a lot, not to mention the fact that our cost goes down because the overhead is so much less. So we're looking at those new business services assessment for new services to add to the NSSC. We've already added the simplified acquisitions. All purchases under $150,000 are transitioning to the NSSC. Last year, we added the workman's compensation, and we are looking at subscription services. So there's always something on the horizon as NASA has recognized ourselves as leading the way in building that shared services to allow more money to be put into our mission.
So the implication is it's shared services within a multi-part agency, correct?
Correct.
And that's also true at the VA, too, correct, Tom?
It is, yeah. We're looking at those same services that Mark and his team have done so well. In fact, NASA is one of our key benchmark trips. If you look at any Office of Management Budget benchmarks for performance delivery, NASA's right up there as the best organization in government. A lot smaller in terms of scale and scope, but they're the experts in how to deliver government shared services across that model. So we've looked at them and other government agencies to try to model our journey after their journey.
And they're also good if you want to go to Mars, too. They've got some insight there also.
And that never hurts.
Yeah, it never hurts. And so now let's backdrop this with talking about the OMB mandate, which was recently reiterated by Dave Mader there at the Office of Management and Budget at the White House. And the idea there is interagency shared services. Do you see that playing a part later on down the line, or does that really apply for the circumstances that you have? Let's start with VA.
And we do. I was present, as many others were. I know Mark was as well, when Dave Mader gave his announcement here at the end of October, Tom. It was a significant move for government to finally have a strong governance structure, a coherent policy, an office set aside to kind of lead the government forward that has both service providers and consumers of service as part of that governance board. We've done the same thing in VA. We've established a strong governance board. We certainly have the leadership of Secretary McDonald and our Deputy Secretary Sloan Gibson to kind of drive our delivery of performance against the service level agreements and performance metrics, the same model. We're just bringing it internal intra within VA first to ensure that we've got good processes, good key performance indicators, good service level agreements that drive that performance delivery. And then we'll look with our federal partners, both in private and public sector marketplace, the marketplace that Dave and his team at OMB are starting to establish with the right policies and guidance. And we'll look at other marketplace providers that can perhaps do better services than we can deliver for ourselves.
All right. And the same question to Mark Glorioso of NASA. Can what is being put out by OMB in terms of best practices and so forth apply for your agency that is in the intra-agency shared services model?
It applies very well. In fact, I was pleased to hear the announcement. A very little known fact about the NSSC is that we manage a data center that is multi-agency today. We have a Tier 3 data center called the National Center for Critical Information Processing and Storage, where we already have multiple federal tenants. DHS is there, HUD is moving in, NASA is there, DOT is looking at that as a potential place to put it. The National Finance Center is moving their data in, and the Navy has two of the world's largest supercomputers located there. We've got the bandwidth of a small city going in and out, and we've already knocked down the walls to demonstrate how sharing services among the federal agencies works. One of the things I've been working with Department of Commerce, and I was really hoping that they would be interested in a geographical consolidation, because I think with, especially in the data center arena, we move by a lift and shift the entire data center into the NSIPs, and then we come back and we start, once we've knocked down the geographical boundaries, we start looking at the infrastructure boundaries and looking for ways to take advantage of the entire infrastructure at the NSIPs. I think that model works well for the shared services centers as well. We start working together in geographical locations. Stennis Space Center is one of the best places to work. In fact, it was listed as the best place in the federal government to work last year. Not only that, it has a federal city environment where numerous agencies put into the pool to manage the base. And one of the things I'm trying to do is to attract shared service centers to locate physically here so that we can work together on infrastructure changes as they come up that allow us to do a little bit of a faster migration toward the federal shared services model.
All right. And you are both going to feature this information at a conference, we should mention. I'll be there moderating a panel also next week on shared services. Kind of nice to hear about a conference that's not about cloud or mobility.
Exactly.
So, Tom Muir from VA, what's going to be happening at that conference?
We're really excited to get the opportunity to participate in the conference. You know, this is really one of the premier conferences for both government and education that a support services outsourcing network is hosting next week in Fairfax. And we're really excited to sit on a panel with Mark Glorioso from NASA and Ellen Hertz from Commerce and talk about the journey that our agencies have made. Certainly NASA further along. Commerce is looking to establish some of that marketplace. VA's just starting on our journey. But wherever VA ends up as the second largest agency in government, that'll really help shape the federal marketplace, both from a service provider from public sector and a service consumer from the federal sector as well.
So, Mark, it sounds like you guys are going to make, and along with Ellen Herbst, are going to make a strong case for the whole intra-departmental shared services model.
Yes. In fact, I'm even looking for the interagency work. I've got a lot to sell. I'm hoping that whether or not anyone decides this is the right way to go about growing, they will see that the model works. We have already put more money into our mission, and NASA is looking every day at more things to consolidate so that our costs go down on things that are required, but they take away from our actual mission.